Hey, you're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Coast Salish and Musqueam territories here on UBC campus. I'm Dora, and I'm joined today by Tintin and Kat.
Hello.
Hey.
We are the Discorder Radio Collective. Discorder Radio, for those of you who don't know, is Discorder Magazine's radio baby, where we just try to recreate the magazine on the radio. So we have an amazing episode planned today. It's super action-packed. I don't know if we'll get through all of it. You just heard JLK's Sweet Nothings, like N-U-T-H-I-N-G-S. They are a Montreal country performer who is playing at SLED. Woohoo!
Jazz hands.
Like auditory jazz hands. Which is very appropriate because this episode is like festival themed. Somehow we've kind of, I don't think it was meant to be that way, but it has fallen into our laps as very festival focused. So a festival that is happening in a city this weekend is Music Waste. We're going to be speaking with Eleanor Waring in a little bit, but first we're going to play Missy D's XX featuring Kimmortal. She is playing the main stage at 2:30 a.m. this Thursday, or I guess 2:30 a.m. Friday the 2nd. So here is XX on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah. Yo, David T. Yo, Kimmortal. Yo, Missy D. I rep that XX. I rep that XX. I rep that XX. Ride it on my chest. I put my XX hard on my chest. I deserve nothing less than the harder respect. Yeah, I rep that XX. They say my words rep the XX. Chromosomes of the unknown, so expect some notes that will reach higher. High temperature, cause I breathe fire. How'd you wanna pause? Recipes of syllables, hotter than jalapenos. My claws are present, but I don't like to impose. Sharper than your six inch or them stilettos. Stomping on your ignorance, I suppose. Like I got it, brah. I got it, brah. I push it up and elevate my sisters. I take the stage, you're Roman, we're Roman Empire. This queendom needs no dictator. I rep the XX, ride it on my chest. I put my XX hard on my chest. I deserve nothing less than the heart and respect. Yo, I rep the XX, I rep the XX, ride it on my chest. I put my XX hard on my chest. I deserve nothing less than the heart and respect. Yo, I rep the X.
What's the method to our madness? How we exit out your boxes? How can you accept how we don't trip on your XY axis? Pit us one against each other like a cat fight or a contest. Trace a line to a brother, try to validate our success. Some doo-doo, you need some Purex. When I see my girls, it's BFF. Texting XOX and we flex on the mic to flip the mess. History so phallic, our poetry come out of lips. Women, gender benders, transforming the context. Building my own universe, heart hang on a hook and a verse. Woo-ha with my bigger tricks, step to us, get cursed. Cast spells, a misogynist, existence is magic. It's all in the music, Kimmortal, Mississippi said.
I rep that XX, write it on my chest. I put my XX hard on my chest. I deserve nothing less than that heart and respect. Yeah, yeah. I rep that XX, write it on my chest. I put my XX hard on my chest. I deserve nothing less than that heart and respect. What up, Missy?
The name is Missy D, don't know that at somebody. Bring me back up properly, focus my flow and poetry. The way I twerk the words, I make it perk. Met up any bosses in my nerves, feel the verse. I take him weird pauses, my flow on losses. Bring the usual flow, though you know it's cautious. Back within these bars are my thoughts. Our scars running deep like Harry Potter. Check my one, my mic, can't let the magic strike. How black I drop blind, speaking gibberish, alright? Now let's make sense tonight. I ride with the bold nations, all ages, all races. Humanity, what complicates it? Us, society's never down with the minority. Trying to make it clear, call it y'all sobriety. If you hear this, your majority, think about the value, not the currency. Dollar signs don't do the poverty. Human in the mirror, y'all check your priority. Let's get it a little bit better. Live another day so I can't fight for change. No superwoman, I just got my AX hard on my chest. I rep that XX, hard on my chest. I rep that XX, hard on my chest. I
I rep that X, X. Write it on my chest. I rep that X, X.
Welcome back to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. That was XX featuring Kimmortal. She is performing at the main stage of Music Waste for the kind of kickoff event this Thursday, June 1st. We are joined in studio by Eleanor Waring, the director of Music Waste Festival.
Yes.
Hello.
Hey, I think my mic is off.
Now it's on.
Cool.
Hi.
Hey. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm hanging in there. It's Tuesday, two more days, and then six more days till it's all over.
You're doing great.
Thank you.
I'm super excited for Music Waste. I think it's gonna be awesome.
Have you been before?
No, I haven't. Oh, it's my first year.
Wow.
But for the listeners who don't know, what is Music Waste?
Yeah, totally. So Music Waste is a locally volunteer-run and organized music festival that happens every year in Vancouver in the first week of June, the first weekend of June. So this year it's happening from June 1st to 4th, and it's a multi-venue music festival. So that means that it happens at a variety of different venues throughout East Vancouver, mostly East Vancouver. There's a few outside of that, but that's where most of them are. And there's multiple shows happening at the same time. We have over 80 bands playing this year's festival. And, you know, that's a lot of bands. It may not seem like a lot, but over the course of 4 days, it is. Most of those are local acts, although there are some from Vancouver Island. And there also are a couple, or I know for sure there's one from Calgary this year, which is cool. Someone's making the trek over, which is nice. But yeah, mostly local, and there's also that, so the music festival happens from June 1st to 4th, but there's also a art festival called Art Waste that happens in conjunction with Music Waste, and Comedy Waste, which is a comedy festival that also happens in conjunction, and they kind of all are connected to one another, but they're each their own little separate event that goes on, so yeah.
Cool. Super exciting. Super mm-hmm. good festival. Mm-hmm. How long have you been involved?
This is my third year helping to organize the festival, but this is my fifth year going. I remember the first summer that I worked at CITR, Duncan McHugh, who hosts Dunkin' Donuts, was like popped into my office and was like, I didn't really know who he was yet, and he was like, oh, like, you got your Music Waste pass, like, it's gonna be so great. And I was like, what is that? He's like, oh, it's a music festival that happens throughout like a bunch of different locations and local bands. And at that point I had only ever been to like a one venue music festival, like the big like classic festivals, so I was really intrigued at the idea of this festival and like what that would be like. And then I went that year and I was like, this is so cool. So yeah,
that's a beautiful, like, I love it, first like sight.
Yeah, I think that's how most people feel about it when they go for the first time, but maybe that's just me, I don't know.
Is there anything that makes this year super special?
Well, I think so. I think there's a few things. I think every year is special. I think every year is a feat of organizing power and just like continued support from the community. It's really cool. This is the 23rd year that Music Waste has happened. It actually started as a like a one-day protest concert in the however many years ago the 80s were, so like 88 maybe, and in that, since that time, it's grown into this like four-day festival, and it's always organized and put on by volunteers. It doesn't turn any profit, like it just gives all its money to the bands. So I think the fact that it's like persisted for so long is just incredible in and of itself, that it just still exists. But this year there's a lot of new things that we're trying. So we have a bunch of new organizers. We did like a public call out to get some new organizers for the team, because we had a lot of previous organizers who had been helping for a number of years, who were ready to kind of step back and let some new people take over. So lots of new people, lots of new perspectives and opinions, and people from different kind of areas in Vancouver, which has been really good to include those perspectives and to just, you know, get connected with different bands or groups that we may not have seen or been kind of working with before. And we also kind of made some changes to the way that we select the bands for the festival. So we just wanted to give everyone a bit more of a fair shot. Some of the like criticism that Music Waste has received in the last, I don't know, maybe like five or more so years, it's something that I've kind of seen since I've lived in the city, is just that it tends to kind of lean towards one genre, and also like a lot of the bands that play are ones that have played before, and it just kinds of, it doesn't end up being like fresh and new in the way that it's supposed to be, and doesn't necessarily like showcase all of the new exciting local acts that are happening. So we decided this year to kind of extend our listening process for the submissions. So every year Music Waste gets like I think we got over 300 submissions this year. And instead of trying to listen to everything in one day and choose them all in one day, which is what we've done in the past, which is insane. Don't do that. You will just hate all music forever. Even though it's fun, but it's not what we're trying to do this year. So we kind of extended out the listening process and had this like larger committee of like 20 people listen to all the bands that submitted over the course of a few months. And then people casted anonymous votes in a spreadsheet that we made. And we kind of tallied those up. And then the Music Waste like core organizing group met and made the final line of decisions based on people's votes, but also based on like a conversation around, well, has this band played before? Are they a new band? Would they benefit from playing? Like, yeah, there's some bigger acts that applied who, like, people definitely come to see, but we're like, you know, you aren't going to, like, super benefit from playing Music Waste, and you have no problem booking a show in the city, whereas, like, there's some other bands that maybe are just getting started who, you know, maybe their draw isn't as big, but, like, they're going to be so excited to play, and people are going to discover them through the festival. So conversations like that, and also just like bands that share members. This city isn't that big. There's lots of projects that have the same people in them. So we tried to, you know, consider that too, because again, we want to make sure that we're trying to include more people and give people a chance that maybe haven't played before. And we also thought a little bit more about genres and like what genres were represented and which ones weren't. Especially in the past, the festival tends to have a kind of like psych indie rock tilt, which is kind of reflective of the local music scene, to be honest, but we tried to be more aware of that this year and like try to book some more different types of genres and acts, just to round things out. And we also tried to encourage different folks to apply that maybe wouldn't, because they've seen the lineup in the past and they think like, oh, I won't get in. So we tried to do that. I think we're definitely, it's an improvement this year on some previous years for sure with respect to the lineup, but it's not like we like solved all the problems that there are. You know, I'm like forgetting what your original question is now. I can clearly talk about this forever.
That's okay. Yeah. You made it sound super special.
Yeah.
And super exciting.
Yeah. It's going to be good.
We're going to take a quick music break.
Cool.
Kind of to reflect what you were talking about just now.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play some electronic music that's
cool.
Performing at the kickoff on Thursday. This is Passing Out by Commasav on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Oh,
So that was Commissav with Passing Out. You're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. We are joined in studio by Eleanor, who is the director of Music Waste and also the volunteer manager here at CITR. Yes. So it's a real treat.
Yeah.
We were just talking about Music Waste because it is happening this weekend, June 1st through 4th.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about like what makes this year a little different, what's a little special.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any bands that you're super excited for?
There's so many. It's kind of like picking favorites. But I'm really stoked for Club Sofa. They're a newer band. They played our fundraiser at the Toast Collective a few weeks back. And they're like four younger women playing like punk rock music. And it is so good. So I think this is like still maybe within their like first like four or five shows. So that's really cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Really stoked for some of the electronic acts happening at Fortune. So like the whole electronic room, Commissav is playing there, who you just heard, but also Penelope Parker and who else? I'm blanking right now, but Sylvia Rath is also really great. And Ivory Towers, who actually was just added later because somebody else dropped out, but really stoked to have her on the bill as well. So that's going to be really cool. I'm stoked to see Missy D on the main stage at Fortune. I think that that's going to be really awesome, like just to like see that up there. She played at the CITR Fun Drive finale, and that was a really great show. And I think she has like a band playing with her this time.
Yeah, she's in Lady Jams.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's Lady Jams playing. Okay. Like, I think it's, I don't know, because we didn't bill them as that, and I think that that's what she would ask for, so I'm not sure, but perhaps. I am also really stoked for Cruel Sport and Pudding and that bill with I can't remember right now. I don't have the schedule memorized, but I should. That's going to be a great show. And there's just like so many. I could go on and on. But just like go check it out for yourself, you know? Go check out a new band that you haven't seen before. That would be my advice. Don't just stick to like things you know are going to be good. Although I would say that the mix up of bands on the lineup is pretty cool this year. Like I think there's a lot of people playing shows with other folks that they wouldn't necessarily normally play with, and that's something that we like to try to do too. So, yeah.
What a beautiful segue. How can people go see the people? Where can they buy passes, get more info?
All the stuff. Well, you can get passes from any of your local record stores. So Red Cat, both locations, Zulu Records, Audiopile, Selectors, Neptune. I think that's it. And then you can also buy passes online until Thursday morning. That's a new thing we did this year. We are officially in the like actual age that the world is in. Really exciting.
You're on the web.
I know. I like wanted to tweet when we sold our first online pass, and I was like, this is so nerdy. I can't do it. But
no.
I was very excited.
Very cute.
But you can also buy passes at opening night at Fortune Sound Club. That's on Thursday. And we'll have some passes for sale at the Friday shows as well. So you can do that. Passes are $15. Individual show costs are $7. So really like buy a pass, because as soon as you go to two shows, it's the same cost as a pass, and there's more than two shows that you're going to want to go to, trust me. So and you can find out all the information about the festival on our website, musicwaste.ca, on our Facebook page. And also really exciting, this Discorder is here today because there is a full festival schedule in the Discorder. So so great. So stoked on that. So you can just like pull that out of the magazine and take it around with you. And on the other side of the schedule, there's this like really beautiful art project picture drawn by Bryce Aspinall. And it's like he went off our games theme, which I really am super into. And it's like kind of weird and creepy, but it's great. And the pink looks so bomb. So, yeah.
Yeah, great. Pick up an issue of Discorder.
Mm-hmm. We'll have them at some of the shows, too.
Also grab a Music Waste pass. It's
yes.
going to be awesome.
Yeah.
So what exactly is happening this Thursday at Fortune?
Yeah, so Fortune's like a really cool kickoff day. I was explaining this to someone else the other day, and I kind of described it as like a mini version of the festival Like, it's like a mini festival happening within the festival. So Fortune has three stages, and it has an art installation. So there's like an Artway show happening there, and then there's an Artway stage with three bands. There's the main stage with four bands, and then there's an electronic room that has four acts as well. And then there's also a karaoke room. So you can like come do all of the different things.
Yeah, Doris got so excited. I did not know about the karaoke room.
Yeah, it's for real.
That is a game changer.
It's really cool, and it's pretty much the only thing happening in terms of music that night. There's also a Comedy Waste show at Little Mountain that starts at 8:30, so you could probably go to that and then come to Music Waste. And there's the Art Waste Gallery opening at Field Contemporary up on Broadway. So those are kind of the big things on Thursday. There's also a Go Your Own Way show, a Safe Amp show happening prior to that. Where is the location for that one?
Stylus Records.
Sweet. So you can go to that first and then come to Fortune. Unfortunately, Fortune is not all ages because they don't do that yet. But lots of stuff happening there, and it's just like there's lots of space, and it's just like really fun, and everyone's there, and it's the beginning, and I'm gonna be really stressed, but I'm gonna be really happy at the same time.
Yeah. To alleviate Eleanor's stress, go to Fortune this Thursday. Yes. Yeah. Discorder Radio Collective will be there, or cool. At least I will be representing. So thank you so much for being on our show, Eleanor.
Yeah, totally. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. We're gonna close this little interview with The Sound by Bored Decor. They are playing at the art stage or in the art room on Thursday at 10:00 p.m. So yeah, enjoy that. You're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
Identified by your aggressive tongue, that was a statement, not a question. Your value lies in what you're in possession of. You've been looking in the ceiling for the light source. There, you can't find it. There's nothing more relieving than believing that we know it. It's never been about a need to come. What? It is such a strange sensation. Makes my tongue twist in my mouth. That sort of acute starvation comes to me like an anthemic shout. You've been working in the ceiling for the light source there, but you can't find it. There's nothing more relieving than believing that we don't live in confinement. Still you neglect to see the true value and effect of being silent. Oh, I'm in so my muscle, I'm protecting me from social harm. And though I'm not away the street, you just sneak and sneak and sneak and sneak.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion.
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Another night's work well done. And so easy without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you cared.
You!
Yes, Electro. And I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pit my power against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Hey, welcome back to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM for our festival-themed show, I guess. I'm Dora, and I'm joined by Tintin and Kat.
Hello. Yo, yo.
Hello again. So we just spoke with Eleanor Waring about Music Waste, which is happening this weekend, and Safe Amp, I believe, is doing a little thing in honor of Music Waste, kind of.
Yes, we are. We're doing a Go Your Own Waste show, which is kind of, I think, is the name that a lot of, like, subsidiary shows kind of go under. Go Your Own Waste, pretty cute.
Super
but yeah,
cute.
We're gonna have a show at Stylus Records with Pleasure Blimps, Stevie's Revenge, Barnacle, and Reliable Mamba. It's $5, you pay what you can, all ages, always, and we're gonna have tacos.
Dora's sold.
Yeah.
Dora's gonna have a very busy Thursday.
That's right. We want to be like a little kind of like dinner with like a little show, and then you head off to, you know, the main event.
Heck yeah, I'm ready. So we're gonna play Phoebe
Dreamer.
Thank you. This is a live recording by Pleasure Blimps. And yeah, stay tuned. Thanks for listening to CITR 101.9 FM Discord Radio.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Discord Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Kat speaking, and Tintin and I are going to churn out those charts. So at number five is, appropriately, Fiverr with their record Audible Songs from Rockwood off ID Fix.
At number four, we have Pale Red with their album Soft Opening, which is a self-released album.
Number three is Five Alarm Funk with their record Sweat off self-released, because they self-released it.
And at number two, we have the one and only Mac DeMarco for This Old Dog, released off of Royal Mountain.
And number one, we have the fantastic, the lovely, the so much loved Girlpool with their record Power Plant off Ante. And we're going to go into their song, Your Heart, off that latest record right now.
Stared at your feet today. I drove to you in April. It must have been very hard for your dad when you got chosen and had to leave.
Yeah.
You're feeling nimble? You might get a little dirty.
Offer itself to me, because in Ardennes teachings, it's the animal that offers itself to you.
Through June 16th, CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine will be launching two radio documentaries a week. The theme of community unites this round of pieces, with documentary topics ranging from alt-right discourse at UBC, the narratives around Chinatown tunnels, Indigenous food sovereignty, and more. To listen, search CITR Documentaries in iTunes, Stitcher, or visit citr.ca/CITRDocs.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have entered a soundstage at
CITR
Studio for a visit with
the folks who are
directing the exciting young star
Dama
Dora
and
guest
Ben.
The Real World.
The Real World is the UBC Film Society's radio show. We talk about events, actors, directors,
and genres.
We come up with most of the genres.
And that's what makes it so jazzy.
It's a lot of fun and games, except not that many games.
If you think you can handle all of this, tune in Fridays from 11 to 12 on CITR 101.9 FM.
Shout out to Ed Norton!
Welcome back to Discorder Radio and CITR 101.9 FM. We just played Your Heart by Girlpool. We were all sitting here talking about, like, how amazing they are. They played... When did they play?
Saturday-ish? I think Saturday.
Yeah, at the Biltmore. Kat and I were both there. Amazing.
Yeah.
So they are number one on the charts. And number six on the charts, who didn't quite make it, is Prairie Cat. And they are actually playing at CITR next Friday, June 9th. So stay tuned for that. That'll be really exciting. This is our special-ish, festival-ish themed episode of Discorder Radio. So we just spoke to Eleanor, who is the director of Music Waste. And now we have the lovely Tintin, who wrote an article in this month's issue of Discorder all about gender diversity in festival lineups.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And not enough interviewees asked me that question.
I'm shaking my head. You can't see that.
Yeah, no. Dear listeners, we are disapproving. How long have you been writing for Discorder magazine?
I think since September of 2016. I think then.
Cool. Have you done a feature before?
I think I've done mostly features.
Oh,
actually.
Heck yeah. Not a big deal. Was this feature any different from ones that you've written in the past or similar?
This one was different because it was more of like an op-ed, like opinion piece, whereas most of the ones that I've written in the past have been like interviewing like different musicians and stuff, which I also love to do, but this is just like a different kind of style. Yeah.
Did you like it?
I did. It was really, it's always like weird to like skirt on like, oh, if I'm saying something too like mean, because I'm still like really bad at that, gauging whether or not what I'm saying is like could be taken in the wrong way. But no, it was nice. It was a different experience. It was good.
Cool. I think that Brit wants to have more like op-ed stuff in the magazine. It's like a new avenue for it to go down. And same with Discorder Radio. So thank you so much for being on, and thank you so much for writing this article.
God, thank you.
You're welcome. So why did you want to write this article specifically? Do you want to like summarize what it's about really quickly?
Sure. So it's about the air quotes gender problem that is very prevalent in music festivals, especially in this day and age. The gender problem is what you probably think it is. It's that there's too many darn cisgender males that dominate music festival lineups, and what we can do about it, or if there's any like steps that organizers can take to combat this issue.
Cool. Very useful. Mm-hmm. Why did you want to write this article specifically out of all the Discorder features available to you?
I think this article was particularly interesting to me as somebody who has attended, I mean, anyone who's really attended festivals and has asked the question or has had the question in their mind about, like, where are all the ladies/non-men at? This is, pretty much what I was thinking. What's the deal?
Cool. Are there any festivals that, like, jumped out of you as, like, the best or the worst? Or
Britt gave me, like, some prompting and, like, you should look at this festival. And one of them that I wrote about in the article, or, like, made a little, like, slight jab at, was Faded in the Park. They were not super great for festival diversity, as they only had, I believe, two female or just non-men, like, performers out of their 30-something lineup of musicians. It was, yeah. And then Pemberton wasn't that good. I mean, before it got canceled. Rest in peace. they only had, I want to say, like, maybe a dozen non-men or, like, mixed-gendered acts out of, like, 60-something. So, again, it's just, like, not looking super great for that. And those are just statistics. But, like, at the same time, it's just, like, you need to remember that real people are being not represented when these things go on, like, when festival lineups are like this. Yeah, and it's just, like, discouraging for the music or music scenes.
Yeah, totally. And, like, in my opinion, embarrassing. Like, it's, like, you'd think at this point in time the world would have, like, accepted that, like, oh, no, maybe we should be, like, try to have at least, like 50%, like a normal amount, like, what the actual music scene, like, an actual reflection of it. But, like, it just keeps, like, not happening, and it keeps, like, not being something that like people seem to consider, which is like so outrageous to me.
I feel like a lot of like organizers, I don't know, we had someone with Safe Amp that kind of like had this feeling of like, oh, we should just book like good acts that we know. And it kind of happened that a lot of the acts that he knew were like white guys. And it's like, I feel like a lot of people they feel like they don't have to do research because it's like, oh, well, I know enough good bands to put on a thing. But then they are still totally culpable for, you know, making sure these people are represented.
And again, like, who are the people that are organizing these events, too? They're usually, like, you know, white men often.
Absolutely.
So they'll probably know, like, other people in their similar, like, demographic who make music as well.
Totally.
Which is an issue.
So what are some steps that festivals can take to improve? Or, like, what's the next step for the future of festivals, in your opinion?
So what I referred to in my article is that basically, like, in my opinion, the steps that need to be made are is supporting smaller festivals. Like, attendees should attend festivals that, like, represent what they believe in. So, like, diversity and lineups, attend a festival that is more diverse, and then they'll have more support, and then they'll have more money to make an even bigger, better festival, too. Yeah, and festivals can do things by, like, changing their organization processes. So, like, not having ones where it's just, like, oh, I know that band, or having, like, organizers who just, like, go off of what's popular and just, like, have more availability for musicians to apply in ways that aren't just, like, if you have more funding, you can apply, or you're going to be more promoted. And also having, like, guest curators would be good, too, because then it just brings in a new, like, fresh perspective. Maybe someone who's, like, outside of the local music scene would be good. Like, for example, Sled Island does this every year where they have guest curators. I think this year it's Flying Lotus. The year before it was Godspeed You, Black Emperor. And the year before that, I think it was Peaches. Or maybe I have it the other way around. Either way.
So we spoke to Eleanor, who organized Music Waste, a little earlier in this episode. What did you think of Music Waste's, like, take on gender diversity and, like, representation?
I thought it was great. Yeah, Music Waste has a really good lineup in comparison to, like, other ones like Pemberton or anything like that. It's cool that they let smaller groups apply for a bit of promotion through this festival. Yeah, whereas, like, one of the biggest issues is, like, not enough funding to promote a band. Yeah, they really do a good job, like, making DIY venues as well and making it accessible for, you know, folks who don't have a lot of exposure in Vancouver.
Cool. So we have two festivals, like, lined up, kind of to showcase a little bit. Why did we choose these two?
Sled Island is, as I said earlier, they do a really good job of representing diverse lineups through having guest curators. As I said, this year it's Flying Lotus, and often that just results in, like, having a music festival that's better. It's just, like, represented better through, like, the music community itself, because they have a musician curating part of the lineup, and it's not just, like, a bunch of insular, like, people from the same kind of music scene.
Yeah.
Yeah. So That's exciting. And I also wanted to plug Folk Fest just because I was looking at the lineup like for researching this article, and I realized that they have a really diverse group of musicians playing this year. And I feel like for playing most of the years past as well, they have good like gender representation, race representation, and also age representation, which I think a lot of music festivals don't take into consideration to the same extent as they think they should. Yeah.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Good on you, Folk Fest. And good on you, Tintin, for highlighting these important issues.
Woo. Thank you, Dora.
You're welcome. So we're going to play For What It Must Take by Swim. They're performing at Slid Island, and I was like really taken by this song. So this is For What It Must Take on Discord Radio, CATR 101.9 FM.
Darkest of days, the sun would love to sing. Thou art brighter days, on the brightest of days, sun brought me a ray. Then I threw it away. Oh, what a mistake. Sometimes I feel the same. Sometimes I thank God for cocaine. When my mind is unrest, this earthly vessel's to blame. My friends all feel the same way. Oh, for what it must take. Ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum.
Welcome back. You're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. And we'd like to reiterate Folk Fest as a spectacular lineup, so be sure to check that out, as well as Sled Island. And I am going to talk a little bit more about Art Waste, which is part of Music Waste, which features our very own Claire Bailey. And a frequent Woo! Of Discorder Radio that we all love very much is going to be in the Art Waste show, as well as a lot of other people, on Thursday, June 1st at the Field Contemporary Gallery.
And also we have Lie-In, a public response to the overdose crisis, on Saturday, June 3rd at Thornton Park in front of Pacific Central Station from noon to 1 p.m. Their tagline being, we want solutions, we want legalization, we want poverty decriminalized, we want action.
Which is a perfect kind of segue into the Wish fundraiser with future star Tommy Tone and Sahia Sultana and Leon Patriz. So Wish is an organization that focuses on women in the sex work industry. The mission of Wish is to improve the health, safety, and well-being of women who are involved in Vancouver's street-based sex trade, and their core principles are acceptance, caring, dignity, and respect. This fundraiser is happening Wednesday, May 31st at Thor's Palace from 6 to 10 p.m. With a $5 to $10 or pay what you can sliding scale. And then it also kind of complements the Run or Walk for Wish, which is happening on Sunday, June 25th. Mark your calendars. To walk. It's kind of just a huge fundraiser for a really amazing organization. So we're going to play a couple, a song probably, from this fundraiser lineup. So this is Sahia Sultana's What Men Want on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. So that was What Men Want by Sahida Sultana off of Girl. They are performing at the Wish fundraiser this Wednesday, March 31st, so tomorrow at Thor's Palace. Great organization, great lineup, great event. So that is all that we have for our very special festival-themed episode of Discord Radio. Up next is Mike with Flex Your Head. Here is Fuzzy P's Fuzzy Peach Church. They're playing at Pat's Pub and Brew House for Music Waste at 10:15 p.m. I'm assuming that's sharp. So be there or be square. So thank you so much for tuning in to Discord Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
I've got the rivers, Cromona's ears.